Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 16, 5832, Baruch Hashem, the 7th of Marcheshvan, Hetov Shiyutchaz, Brooklyn, New York. Harav HaGoen, Harav HaChosid, all the titles. Moreinu Reb Nissen Nemenov. And he was a mashpia in yeshiva in France. We had many letters to him already in the past. But I'm actually noticing that the Rebbe's titles became more... I'm not sure, but I would check it out. The Rebbe refers to Harav HaGoen, Harav HaChosid. It's interesting. Shalom Avracha. The Rebbe says, it was pleasant to me to receive your letter some time ago about the new class of young of students that come from Morocco. And the Rebbe says, may it be the blesses him Yerotzen, that the Eberster should increase their area, their boundaries, but more both quality and quantity wise, which means number of students and also in their knowledge and also in their good conduct. So that's the Rebbe's blessing, to increase in all areas. So the Rebbe says that since there are more benches in the Beis Medrash, in the study hall. So the Rebbe says it's essential that at the end should also strengthen and base the situation in the school for scribes as necessary. The Rebbe, we learned before about, they were teaching them the students over there to be scribes, and but that apparently didn't... The Rebbe says it should be strengthened, that, or at least incomparable to what was hoped. So in other words, at least what we were hoping when we established, you know, the students, to get them in there, we should at least have something like that. And the Rebbe says, I had already spoken over here with Rabbi Chosid, Rav Tzvi Leib Sheyichia Levin, that the Rebbe wrote to him before. He was the scribe that was attending to this thing. So the Rebbe says that also it's understood that those students that go into the school for safras to become scribes, they're still students of Tobchit Mimim, they're still students of the yeshiva. Which means to say that they have to learn set times of classes, both in the reveal part and Chassidus, etc., etc., and also to daven, to occupy themselves in the service of davening. It is only that a portion of the hours of the day, so the other students learn in the yeshiva, and these are learning the holy work, which is Sofer Stam for Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzos, Dibulin. But before those hours, and after those hours that they go out to learn about Sofras, they have the entire responsibility of Temchit Mimim is on these students. And therefore, it's understood that there's no cause for feeling down of any of them, God forbid. Because maybe they didn't feel that they were really part of the yeshiva, because they didn't, they're like secondary, they're not part. The Rebbe says, no, they're fully yeshiva students. It's only that a few hours, instead of some go to yeshiva, they go to Sofras, but they have the responsibility before and after, and they're part of the system. On the other hand, they also need to get their instructions as it pertains to their studies in Nigla Chassidus from the head of the Mesifta, the Rosh Yeshiva of Temchit Mimim. The rabbis of Temchit Mimim should be guiding them on their studies. Besides, except for those hours that have been dedicated to learning Sofra Stam and learning those halachas, then they receive their direction from Rav Chosid, Harav Tzvi Leib Sheyichia Levin. He gives them the instructions for that. But the rest of the day, the one who guides them, who tells them, is the Rosh Mesifta and the Rosh Yeshiva of Temchit Mim. So the Rebbe says, in order so that the study should be, as our Mishnah says, you learn with Chavrusa Dibuk Chavedim, so the Rebbe said it's essential that in addition to those two that already completed their studies, I mean, they became sufferers, I guess, and as they wrote me, that they wrote me that they started already writing parshios to write the portions for the mezuzah, I guess, tefillin, and to make batim, to make the compartments. But there should be at least five students that are learning sufras. Should be like a group, dibu chverim. And best is that it should be at least six or more. And if possible, not to take away a class from Temchit Mimim. In other words, the Rebbe wants the yeshiva to be, but try to have like five or six. And the Rebbe says, based on the above, the Rebbe says, I am sure that the Hanhola, the leadership of Temchit Mimim, they will choose the students that are fitting to this. Which means that after they will be tested in the craft, they will see that they are capable. They're capable for writing, for being sofrim. And the Rebbe says, in order not to have complaints later on and wasting time, the best thing is to make this test and the choosing right in the beginning of the time of learning as possible. As soon as you start the semester, you start the learning schedule, choose C, because if they're not fitting, they have to go back, have to get somebody else. So the Rebbe said, do it right in the beginning. And the Rebbe says, I look forward for good news very soon. So the Rebbe is pushing for them to get this safras, and especially these were for the students that came from Morocco, and the Rebbe wanted them to train them into the safras, so they would take several hours that this Rabbi Levine would teach them how to write safras. The Rebbe says, please be kind to give over to those students that you choose, that they are fortunate. How fortunate is their lot that they're going to be occupying in this holy work? I mean, because apparently it seemed like they say, oh, we're not fitting to be full students, they're giving us other jobs. But the Rebbe says that they are fortunate, for although it is a tremendous responsibility of a sofer stam, as explained in many places, a scribe who writes Sfarim, Tefillin, Mezuzahs, but this, the fact that others have determined that they are fitting to learn this holy work, that shows that from above they've been given the strength to carry this responsibility and to fulfill it. So basically, someone may say, I don't want to be a scribe, it's too much responsibility, you know, you're taking responsibility for other people. But the Rebbe says, you tell them that if other people choose you and say that you're fitting for it, that means that from above, you have the power to carry that great responsibility and to do the job properly. And at all times, and how much more so now, the fact that you will merit many people with tefillin, and kosher mezuzahs, your reward is not even can be articulated, the great reward. Especially as we know, the entire Torah was compared to tefillin. And also in Chassidus is brought down as saying that mezuzah is equal to all mitzvahs. So tefillin, mezuzah, tefillin is like the whole Torah, and mezuzah is like all the mitzvahs. So that's a tremendous privilege. And the Rebbe says, this is also really understood. Why is tefillin so much like the whole Torah. Why is Tefillin? Because this is understood based upon what's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch as a ruling. Now, what is Tefillin? Tefillin is you put it on your head and on your hand next to your heart to enslave your heart and your mind. That means that the person in general enslave yourself. And the mezuzah is the seal of the King of Kings, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for all those who enter and everything that's in the home. So this is all the mitzvahs and all Torah connected to the tefillin and mezuzah. I look forward for good news and all the above. And because this is so important to expedite this matter, I'm sending it an express letter. The Rebbe's blessing for success in his holy work with the Rebbe's signature. So this is the Rebbe writing to Rabbi Nissen Nemenov in there in France about the new students that he's saying over there. The Rebbe is talking a lot about in the previous letters, Tzvi Leib Sheyichi Levin, he was the scribe, was teaching the class over there, and the Rebbe is pushing them to establish it and to set it up in a way that will make them feel good and success. And the Rebbe explains all this of the above. Okay.